At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It has been 10 years since a speeding Amtrak train derailed at Frankfort Junction, killing 8 people and injuring nearly 200. Countless lives were irreparably altered that day. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Geraldine Ritter was in the first car of Amtrak 188. She'll tell you her conscious mind doesn't remember the moment of impact, but it's burned into her subconscious. More on that in a moment. 10 years ago at 9:21 on the night of May 12th, Ritter stood up to get a book from her bag on the overhead luggage rack.
And I remember screaming, and I think I remember other people screaming. And that was my last memory for days until I woke up in intensive care in the hospital.
Ritter, then a senior VP at Merck, was a Jane Doe at Penn Presbyterian until she was identified by her husband, who rushed from their North Jersey home and went hospital to hospital to find her in critical condition.
My chest was crushed. My orthopedic surgeon described my rib cage as being annihilated. And I went a very long time, notwithstanding the strongest pain drugs out there, where literally every breath hurt.
She chronicled her ordeal of surgeries and rehab in a book titled Bone by Bone, with proceeds benefiting the American Trauma Society.
If that book helps one other person, then at least one good thing came out of this accident, which is otherwise just a black hole in my life and a tragedy for so many people.
Ritter says during her recovery, she would awaken to find her arms outstretched toward the ceiling with her hands cupped, a position that her therapist identified as her body trying to protect her by mimicking her grasp on the luggage rack, reenacting her last moment of safety. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.